Thank you.
We're here to celebrate a tremendous victory for the American people and all of those who care about innovation, a hallmark of what the American economy has been about. We live in an information age, though, and that information age has brought new competition. I want to thank my colleagues here today for responding to that threat of competition from around the globe and making the right investments in preserving what has been the skill set of research and development and innovation in the United States by making these key investments. I want to thank Senators Schumer and Young for their leadership in drafting, conceiving, and pushing through the Innovation Act, originally called Endless Frontiers. At that point in time, a lot of people probably were skeptical about the needed level of investment in R&D. But these two explained the fact that translational science had to be a cornerstone of what we were doing. That is, we had to move faster at translating the science that our agencies and organizations around the globe were so key at getting done. I also want to thank Senators Cornyn and Warner for their CHIPS Act legislation. I know people view this bill as primarily an incentive to bring home and onshore more manufacturing in the United States of America. But I believe this investment and incentive is just as important as any other incentive that we have in agriculture or any other areas of our economy. But the difference here is we've fallen behind, and now is no time. The U.S. economy has been paying the price, whether it's the transportation sector or tech sector or any of the other chip-identified products. And I thank our colleagues for not only passing the CHIPS bill in 2020, but also in helping us get these incentives in place. And lastly, I want to thank my colleague, Senator Wicker, for his great bipartisan leadership in originally passing the science provisions out of the Commerce Committee 24-4. That was originally the vote that we had. So that meant that was a lot of bipartisan focus on doing a couple of things. One, saying we wanted a new tech director at NSF, an organization that is basically charge had been basic science, and say we want a new mission at NSF. That is to translate science faster. That $20 billion investment, we believe, across 10 sectors will help accelerate the types of manufacturing that the United States needs in aviation and automotive and a variety of other sectors to help America continue to be competitive. Second, the ideas that Senators Young and Schumer had on tech hubs, to say that it's got to be just more than Seattle and San Francisco and Austin, that we have to bring business, labor, and universities and creators together in various places of the United States if we wanted to accelerate innovation. And that legislation also said that if we were going to be successful in this innovation infrastructure of the future, we had to get more out of the population of America. So this is the largest investment we've seen in STEM in quite a long time, to invest in both the diversity of STEM education and science and geographic diversity. And Senator Wicker's leading the debate on changing the investment to the EBSCOR states and bumping up the level of investment from 13% to 20% over a 7-year window is really saying that we expect innovation to happen everywhere. And when innovation happens everywhere, that's opportunities for everyone. So this legislation is a major milestone, the largest single investment that we've seen in a long time in U.S. R&D. Not only is NSF invested in, but the Department of Energy, and that was a key cornerstone of getting this legislation successfully passed by making sure that both our national laboratory system and our university system participated in translational science. So a great day for what might seem to many Americans as a very kind of what does science and R&D really mean to me? Well, in reality, investment today means jobs for tomorrow. And in this case, hopefully, a price signal on the supply chain of chips that will help us start to reverse a trend on something that is costing consumers too much right now. And America needs to lead in the next generation of chip manufacturing. With that, I'll turn it over to the leader. Leader Schumer.
Thank you, Maria, and let me thank